Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
with one of the brightest jazz stars in the orbit these days, we begin a new episode of Neon Jazz. From the 2007 CD Breathing Space, that was pianist Ben Patterson with his trio in tow with the song Dancing in the Dark. This Philadelphia native grew up studying both classical and jazz music before moving on to Chicago, spending years playing gigs and learning the craft. In fact, he logged some quality time with the great Von Freeman in Chicago. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what Ben had to say about that relationship that he had with Von.
Oh, man, playing with Vonsky was pretty amazing. I mean, I definitely miss that guy. Von was absolutely one of a kind. There was nobody else that sounded like him or that talked like him. He was truly one of a kind and had lived through so many different eras of music. One thing that was a great learning experience was just trying to comp for him when he was soloing, because Von was liable to do absolutely anything at any moment. He'd grown up, you know, with the swing bands and Lester Young and Coleman Hawkins and all that, and then he, you know, played with Sun Ra and went through all that stuff in the 60s and 70s. I mean, he just had the whole history of the music inside him and could jump from any point to any point.
So these days, he is in New York City and hitting the keys to a wider audience with his hard swinging grooves and melodic improvisation. Over the years, he's gigged with cats like Bobby Broom, Johnny O'Neill, Red Holloway, Henry Johnson, and many, many others. He's opened up for B.B. King, and he's played all over the world. And with three discs as a solo leader, he's not going to stop. And there's also teaching, a cornerstone to any well-rounded jazz cat these days. And he's passing on the sage teaching advice that he's received and learned on the stage himself. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the American Jazz Hall of Fame, plenty of quality jazz cats, and the birthplace of Charlie Yardbird Parker, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Just about ready to give you another full fine hour of jazz rolling your way. With the candle dance to keep this hour going in fluid motion, here's the great Herbie Mann off the 2012 CD, Returns to the Village Gate.
We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was two-time Grammy nominee, Pew Fellow, and gifted pianist Orrin Evans with the tune Liberation Blues. In a short span of time, Orrin has earned the titles of pianist, composer, bandleader, teacher, producer, and arranger. He has a quality that has kept him at the forefront of the music scene as we know it. In a 20-plus year career, he has been critically acclaimed for those jazz improv chops that he's produced over the years and that rhythm and harmony that it's unlike any others these days. Over the years, he's gigged with cats like Ralph Peterson, Sam Newsome, Ralph Bowen, Nasheed Waits, and Dwayne Eubanks. He just keeps going on and on. From the impressive jazz outfit known as the Instant Composers Pool, here's the 2012 song Mitrab, exclusively on Neon Jazz.
Hi, this is George G. from the George G. Swing Orchestra in New York City. Joe Domino of Neon Jazz and myself want to make sure that you know that swing makes you happy.
That was trombonist and composer Roswell Hopkins Rudd Jr. with the 2006 song Pregnant Pause off his album Airwalkers. This cat swims through the jazz modes of Dixieland and many others, but he is at home in the free and avant-garde jazz realm. And since 1962, this Sharon, Connecticut native has worked extensively with saxophonist Archie Shepp. And one more piece of note on Roswell's life. He has been a very frequent visitor to the African nation of Mali, performing and recording with native musicians there. Here's another jazz cat with some serious mileage on the show, Eddie Henderson, with the tune Spring off a 2015 CD called Collective Portrait.
this is Eddie Moore, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the very talented jazz saxophonist, composer, and multi-instrumentalist Chris Potter with the DR Big Band on the 2011 tune Narrow Road off his CD Transatlantic. Born in Chicago and raised in Columbus, South Carolina, he started his music journey on the guitar and the piano. After hearing Paul Desmond, he decided that the saxophone was the key to his jazz kingdom. At 13, he mastered Charlie Parker and played his first professional gig, and he developed a devoted local following while performing with the Columbia jazz musicians Johnny Helms and Terry Rosen, as well as many others in that jazz community. From there, he has gone on to release over 15 albums as a leader, and he's performed as a sideman on more than 150 CDs with cats like Red Rodney, Marion McPartland, Jim Hall, Joe Lovano, and the list goes on and on. This next cat is a good one. Drummer, composer, producer, and singer Daniel Barnes gives you his take on the 5 O'Clock Shadow off his 2003 CD, Culmination, next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
in the mood for some jazz?
Dad!
Thank you.
That was the very unique and talented Japanese avant-garde jazz pianist and composer, Satoko Fuji, with the 2007 tune One Summer Day. She started playing the piano at the age of 4 and got a good helping of the classical training until she was 20, when she broke free and got very interested in improvisation and specifically jazz. She arrived in America in 1985 at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, and then she returned to Japan with her new husband, who is trumpeter Natsuki Tamura, and she stays very active in the jazz world, pushing the craft into new and unexplored realms. We are going to do a little blues jazz combo next on the show with Duke Rollibard giving you the tune The Trouble With Me Is You, and I didn't mean that.
I'm calling you up, but you're calling me down. I want you to smile, but you give me a frown. It's easy to see that the trouble with me is you. I'm taking you out, but you're taking me in. You're calling it quits when I wanna begin. It's easy to see that the trouble with me is you. Just when I know that my heart's is gold, you stop. Then when I start to feel high, you let me drop, little flop. You're brushing me off and you're leading me on. You tell me you'll stay, then I find that you're gone. It's easy to see why I happen to be so blue. 'Cause the trouble with me is you. Feel high, you let me drop with a flop. You're brushing me off and you lead me on. You tell me you'll stay, then I find that you're gone. It's easy to see why I happen to be so blue. 'Cause the trouble with me, it's so easy to see. Yes, the trouble with me is you.
Again, that was Duke Rollibard with the song The Trouble With Me Is You off the 2012 CD After Hours Swing Session. And so here we are again at the end of another show, and it's going to be the great T-Bone Walker and that jazzy blues vein as we leave the saloon with the tune Every Day I Have the Blues off his 2005 CD called Stormy Monday. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one of the finest voices to ever grace the mic and airwaves, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Yes, sir. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you, so drop us a line. We can always be reached at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Let's go!
Neon Jazz.